The very beginning, the almost very beginning of this week's parsha, as a matter of fact, all of this week's parsha, except for the first eight psukim, talk about tzara'as. And in the very beginning of the tzara'as part, in the third pasuk, v'ra'ala koenis ha-negav or ha-basar b'se'or ba-negav ha-fach levonim ha-reya negav mokmi ha-basaro negav tzara'as hu v'ra'ahu ha-kohen b'timei oso. And there's obviously a pshat question in the pasuk because it says v'ra'ah kohen, etc., etc. V'ra'ah kohen v'timei oso. Why does it have to say the kohen is roeh twice if it's clearly only one incident, one examination going on here? So the Meshech Chachma answers based on the halacha and the Torah Sheba'al Peh, which says. That it depends on the circumstances, that when the Kohen judges Tzara'as, there's a certain leeway, because it depends on the words of the Kohen, and let's say it's a chasan, or it's a regel, etc. Sometimes he will not declare a tame, even though the physical signs are there, like the actual physical facts are there. Sometimes you will not declare a tame based on the circumstances, because it's just not the right time, and he has this leeway given to Melpik Zeros HaKasim. So the Meshech Chachma wants to say, from the very beginning, V'ra'ah Kohen, the first V'ra'ah Kohen is Seyar Banega, and Lavan, and Amok, and, you know, he looks at the facts of the case and ascertains that the facts are what they are. The second V'ra'ah Kohen is he looks at the broader circumstances of the case, even though the facts are Tzara'as, doesn't justify giving a P'sak of Tzara'as, or should I be Nimna and not give the P'sak of Tzara'as under the unique personal circumstances? Or not unique, under the personal circumstances of the present case. And that's how he explains the double lashon of re'iyah. And I heard a pshat once that, like everything in the Torah, it's talking about a very, very specific halachic case, and it's also giving us a broader, more general life musser. You know, we're not kohanim, and, you know, we don't practice tumas saras bizman hazeh. But we're often judging people, and we're often judging what to say to people. You know, in all of our life, we're often like the Kohen, judging, you know, when to tell a person tameh, when to tell a person whatever we want to tell them. And based on this Meshech Chachma, so when you're judging people, you have to look at two things. You have to look twice before you leap. Number one, look at the facts. Often we jump to conclusions. Examine the facts, re-examine the facts, make sure you have all the facts right. And number two, look at the circumstances. Even if the facts are that there's something wrong, that doesn't always mean it's the right time to say it, it's the right way to say it, you're the right person to say it. You know, v'ra'ah kohen, v'ra'ah kohen v'timei oso, before you go around telling everyone what's tameh and who's tameh, v'ra'ah v'ra'ahu, double check the facts, make sure you're not jumping to conclusions, make sure you're not biased. And Ra'ahu, even if, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar Sheishama, even Kach Mitzvah, Shalom Lomar Davar, Shalom Yishama, even if the facts are true, you don't have to say everything that's true. You have to think about whether it will be a Toelis or whether it will backfire, and only if doing both of those checks should you, you know, open up and say Vitimei Oso. Shabbat Shalom.